Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Down the blind, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score! Elba will score! Newcastle has won!
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. It's time for me to swallow some pride here. Now, the New Zealand Warriors, I've been hyping them up for a couple of weeks now, yeah. When they beat the Tigers about 8 weeks ago now or so, I sort of thought, you know what, this team's starting to come together here. Reece Walsh has entered the system. Rogers playing on the wing. He's playing a floating sort of role. The halves are starting to work off each other well. Adam Fanua Blake's returning into the forward pack. That's going to be sensational. Matty Lodge walked in. I thought that was a great buy. Dallin Mateniz-Olesniak walked in as well, and I sort of thought, geez, this team, they're going to really push for a top eight finish. On paper, this team's unreal. The week after they played the Tigers, round 12, they played the North Queensland Cowboys. They got beaten by 1 point up there, 29-28. Unlucky to lose by 1 point, still conceded 29 points, though, which has always been the Warriors' problem so far this year. It's conceding points. Yeah, even games they win, they tend to concede 20-odd plus points, which in the modern game, I mean, it's probably better than what it used to be, but still, you can't be conceding that many points. The week after that, they played the Melbourne Storm. I gave them next to no hope of winning that one. They got slapped 42-16. Really got it given to them. I said at the time, they've got a couple of tough games coming up with the Penrith Panthers, the South Sydney Rabbitohs. But outside of that, there's a lot of games that they should win. Now, after they got slapped by the Melbourne Storm, they came out against the Newcastle Knights. They got beat 10-6. That windy day there at Newcastle was a nightmare. They dropped an absolute heap of ball. A game that was 10-6. I mean, you don't really see much of that in the modern game. It's a weird game of footy. Another one that they had so many opportunities to win that game, it's not even funny. They lost that one 10-6 to the Newcastle Knights. That was one game I banked them winning. The next week against the Dragons, I also banked on them winning this game. And with 15 minutes to go, I'm sorry, but I'd already chalked up the win. I think it was 18-0. And then they just completely shit the bed. It is one of the all-time great capitulations. I mean, unbelievable. That was the week that Chad Townsend arrived, went for the field goal at the wrong time or whatever, didn't understand what the score was, thought they were up by... I mean, it was just an absolute nightmare, and they let the Dragons back into it, and with all due respect to the Dragons, they did their very best to lose that game. They did everything they possibly could to lose that game. Corey Norman had to have about 7 attempts at winning that game. He finally hit the field goal. They won that one 19-18. Devastating. They were two wins that I thought the Warriors would have. The next week after that, they played the Cronulla Sharks, and Cronulla's a good little side, but I really gave the Warriors every hope of winning this game. This is a game that I thought it could definitely be a big upset for them. This is one that would have been on their calendar. They would have thought, yep, we can win this game. This is one that we can get done. And I've got to tell you, my God, another disappointing performance by the Warriors. You obviously had Matt Lodge, who had arrived by this point. They lost 20-12. They had a cut. They left so many points out on the field that day. It was just ridiculous. I thought they had their opportunities to win, but once again, as I know a lot of you have been messaging me, that's who the New Zealand Warriors are. Yeah, this is what they do. They don't seal the deal. And you were proven right. I was proven wrong in this one 100%. The week after they played the Panthers, I gave them next to no hope of winning that one 30-16. Obviously, a game where they lost a heap of troops. I think they were left with just the 13 on the field. Matty Lodge had to play the entire game. And to be honest with you, it was probably the best game they've played, yeah? They led against the Penrith Panthers. They were unreal. They just ran out of gas, essentially. So, unlucky, but, I mean, you're still playing the Penrith Panthers. I didn't really give them much hope. Yes, they were unlucky in that game, but they'd shit the bed the previous 3 weeks before that. So, I'm not really... You know, I'm impressed by how well they played on that day, and I gave them credit for it on that day, but And like, but like, even when I said, oh, I think they'll make the eight, I think they're real smokies here, the people are underrating, I'm not going to say, oh, but they got unlucky, because they had a heap of weeks where they didn't get unlucky and they didn't take advantage of the situations they were in. So you could tell me, oh, they got unlucky against the Panthers. That's fine. But they didn't get unlucky the 3 weeks before that in games they should have won and they didn't get it done. Then this week, they took on the South Sydney Rabbitohs, who are fit and firing, doing fantastic things at the moment. They conceded 60 points. South Sydney Rabbitohs, the longest they went without conceding a point was 12 minutes. The longest the South Sydney Rabbitohs went without scoring a point was 12 minutes. Just ridiculous. Absolutely crazy. And look, I understand that the week before that, you had Matt Lodge, you had Adam Fanua Blake, who had to play massive, massive minutes against the Panthers. It took a lot out of the gas. I understand that. But, I mean, it is what it is. You've got to win games in these sort of situations. Now I look at them this week, and this is another game that I had penciled in. In fact, at the time when I said I think they'll make the eight, I sort of thought after this Rabbitohs game, there's a really good chance they can win every single game. They play the West Tigers. They play the Cronulla Sharks. They play the Canterbury Bulldogs. They play the Broncos. They play the Raiders. They play the Titans. Now, the Raiders have found form since then. We know that the Titans, they'll probably be a different prospect at the back end of the season. They tend to finish well. The Broncos have found a bit of form. Fuck me, Canterbury's found some form. They're not winning, but they're playing well. The Cronulla Sharks, they play them in 2 weeks. Hopefully, Sean Johnson is out of that game for the New Zealand Warriors. That's a little advantage they've got. But, I mean, the West Tigers this week, I think they're going to be without Adam Fanua Blake and Matt Lodge. So their front row is going to take a massive whack in that game. We know how much momentum they get off the back of these guys. So, I mean, I think it's going to be really tough for the Warriors. They're sitting 14th now. I thought they'd be sitting 9th by this point. They've completely fallen off a cliff. I think just looking at their scores now, they've lost 6 in a row when I tipped them to make the top 8. They've gone like a busted. Have they got unlucky in some games? They have, but the games they haven't got unlucky in, they haven't taken advantage of. Can't sit here and say, oh, my call was unlucky that this happened. No, they didn't perform when they needed to. I backed them in thinking that they turned a corner a little bit, that these new guys coming into the squad would be fantastic for them. And to be honest with you, I think these new guys coming into the squad have been great for them, but they just haven't got the result. They just haven't been able to seal the deal. I mean, you look at the Knights, the Dragons, the Sharks games. They lost by a maximum of 8 points against the Sharks, and they blew a heap of tries. They lose by 1 point to the Dragons. They lose by 4 points to the Newcastle Knights. These are all games that are well and truly in the balance that the Warriors, they just haven't delivered on. I can't tell you how disappointed I am in how this has all played out. And I feel like I watch them, and I never feel like they play awfully. I never feel like they play terribly. Probably outside of the game against the Rabbitohs on the weekend, they were pretty fucking bang average there. But outside of that, I never feel like they're playing poorly. But they just can't seal a deal and go to that next point. Hopefully, Sean Johnson is the guy that's able to do that for them next year. And I know that Sean Johnson has never really been that guy before at the Warriors, and people sort of snicker at that. But I think he really has turned a corner. I think his kicking game has just improved out of sight. He really is a fantastic game manager now, with still a little bit of that X factor to his game. And I hope he can be the difference. Obviously, against the Rabbitohs, you know, you were missing troops once again. I think Tohu Harris has been a massive loss in this team. Absolutely huge. And, you know, probably not a huge shock that a lot of these losses coincided with him being out of the team. And then he was out against the Panthers and didn't return. We won't see him again until next season. Devastating for the Warriors. They've been a little bit unlucky here and there with injuries. But even in that, they've put themselves in positions to win games, which is hard to do in the modern game, yeah? Especially when you're missing players and whatnot, you're missing halves. To put yourself in the position to win a game of football is hard. But then to go to that next level, it is just proving to be so difficult for the New Zealand Warriors. And, you know, I always let you guys know when I get something right. Always let you know. I know some of you don't like that, and I understand that completely. But here I am, owning up. I got this one so wrong, it is not even funny. I was so far off the mark with this New Zealand Warriors prediction. They have been so disappointing. I had a lot of people at the time message me and say, oh, they're the same old Warriors, you're overhyping them. And I thought, no, I think they've turned a corner. You guys were completely right. I had this one all wrong. I had a message on Facebook last week. I can't remember who sent it to me, the name, but essentially said to me, mate, you've overhyped this team so much, and you're 100% right. I definitely have got this one completely wrong. I wish I would have got this one right, because I feel like the Warriors, they deserve better than what they've got. The New Zealand Warriors fans who are listening to this, you guys deserve so much better than what you've got over the last few weeks. And I feel like you're not even mad at your team for a lack of effort. You can see they're trying. They just can't seal the deal. They just can't get it done in those crunch moments. They can't put teams away. They've had a couple of teams that they've been leading. They've been in front in games, and they just can't hold on to it. They just concede, make silly errors, turn the ball over in silly spots. It has been really tough to watch over the last few weeks. I'm not a Warriors fan, as you all know, but I've sort of been cheering them on the last few weeks because I want to see them achieve things. I want to see them make the top 8. even though everything that has gone wrong for them over the last 2 years, I think I sort of fell into the trap of buying this new New Zealand Warriors. Hopefully next year it is a new New Zealand Warriors. They are a team that has changed. They've got a proper halfback in there who can really change their system a little bit and give them that winning edge. That's what they're lacking at the moment, that winning edge. Going to be a very interesting few weeks for the New Zealand Warriors. As I said, a pretty good draw, all things considering. It will be Roger Tuivasa-Sheck's last few games as well. They are a team that in Supercoach, I still think there's points left, right, and centre because they're always chasing. They're always chasing points. You guys like Reece Walsh, you guys like Dallin, these sort of guys. You got Peter Hicku coming back in. You got Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, obviously. I think they are a team that is worth keeping an eye on in Supercoach. But NRL-wise, I really want to see a big improvement from the New Zealand Warriors over the next few weeks. They've got a draw.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That realistically, they can win 5 or 6 in a row here to finish the season if they want. It's going to be a massive test for them, and I think at the end of the year, they're going to look back and just think, how on earth did that happen? How did we keep our head above water for so long, then get all these new players come in that have improved our team, there's no doubt about it, and somehow we got worse. We lost that winning edge. It sort of feels like the Warriors are out there looking around going, who's going to win this game for us? No one's willing to say, hey, give me the fucking ball, let me win it for us, yeah? Whether that's a Roger, whether that's a Reece Walsh, whether that's a Nick Arima, whoever it might be, I think these front rowers, they have ripped and teared this season. They've been unreal. But I think as spine players, we need someone to stand up for the Warriors and go, hey, give me the ball, I want to win this game for us. It's on the line. I want the ball in my hands now. Hopefully they turn it around over the next few weeks. As I said, all the New Zealand Warriors fans that are listening, I know there's a number of you. You message me constantly. Geez, you guys definitely deserve better, and I hope you get it over the next few weeks. But point of this podcast, I was wrong. No doubt about it. 100% wrong on my front. Terrible prediction from the guru.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.